Okay, so we're up to Perek Dalet Mishnah Zion. So the Mishnah says as follows: when it comes to Chol HaMoed and Erev Pesach after Chatzos, right, the day before Pesach, after Chatzos, those final few hours before the Yontif starts. So in theory, right, you might have thought up until now, maybe they have the same status. They're not really holidays, but I can't really do work on them. So that sounds a lot like Chol HaMoed. So maybe Chol HaMoed and Erev Pesach are the same thing. So the Mishnah comes to kind of differentiate between the two things. When it comes to Erev Pesach, things that are kind of like malachot, a person is not allowed to do. But on Chol HaMoed, it's not just that you can't do malachot, but you also can't do things that kind of involve an unnecessary or excessive exertion of some sort. So that would also be forbidden. So let's see what the Mishnah has and brings as examples. Moshivin shovachin letarnagolim be'arba asar. A person is allowed to put eggs under hens on the 14th of Nisan, even after Chatzos, where everyone agrees that you can't do work. So you could put the eggs under the hens on the 14th of Nisan. But on Chol HaMoed, the implication is that this would not be permitted, because on Erev Pesach, it doesn't involve an actual malacha, and it's just an exertion, which would be permitted on Erev Pesach, when on Chol HaMoed is not permitted. Return to Gulbat Shabarcha. But where does everyone agree that you could fix the situation? When you have a hen that ran away, was sitting on eggs, and then the hen ran away. One can return this hen to the plate, to the sitting on the eggs, even on Chol HaMoed, because even though there is a slight exertion, we say that Davar Sha'abed, right, because the eggs could become ruined, it could be you can get a loss from it, so therefore on Chol HaMoed it's permitted as well. And of course, Erev Pesach, and similarly, if we have a hen that died while sitting on the eggs, one can set another hen in this hen's place, because you would seemingly incur a great loss if you didn't do that, and therefore it's permitted even on Chol HaMoed to put another hen there if the other hen passed away. Gorfin mitachas ragli behema b'arba asar. So when it comes to you have animals, and obviously the animals make waste, so can you clear that waste away on Chol HaMoed and Erev Pesach? So the Mishnah says that when it comes to the 14th of Nisan, right, Erev Pesach, one can clear away the waste from underneath the animal's feet. Even after Chatzos, it would be permitted to do this. And you could even seemingly take this out, right, to the pile where they put the animals' waste. You can even put it there. But on Chol HaMoed, you can't really take it away. All you can do is you can sweep it to the side, right, so they don't have to step in it, because that's just not nice to the animals. But you know, you can sweep it to the side, but you cannot take it out. And then finally, a third activity that the Mishnah lists: molichin mevian kelim mibeis ha'uman. When it comes to Erev Pesach after Chatzos, a person is allowed to bring kelim, some sort of any utensils to a craftsman to be fixed. Obviously, he's going to fix them at a later time, but he can bring them to fix them. Or he could pick up his utensils from the house of this craftsman. And he could do this on Erev Pesach after Chatzos, even if they're not for the need of the holiday. Even though they're not for the need of the holiday. But seemingly, the implication is that if they were for the need of the holiday, then you could do it on Chol HaMoed. But if they were just stam, you didn't need them for a holiday, you cannot do them on Chol HaMoed, only on Erev Pesach. Okay, Mishnah Chet. The eighth Mishnah. Shisha Devarim Asu Ansha Yericho. There were six things, says the Mishnah, that the people of the city of Yericho did. And six of these things the Chachamim did not like. Al shlosha michu v'yadam. For three of these things the Chachamim protested against them. They did not like it, so they protested and said, you cannot do it. Al shlosha lo michu v'yadam. But for three of these practices, they did not protest against them at all. Ve'iluhin shalo michu yadam. And these are the practices, the following three are the practices that the Chachamim did not protest against. Markivin dekalam kol hayom. They would graft date palms the entire day on Erev Pesach, right? That's how this Mishnah is linked to what we've been discussing. So on Erev Pesach, they would graft date palms. They would take the male date palm trees and put them in the female date palm trees. And so since they would do it even after Chatzos, right, Melacha is technically forbidden, but they said since it was going to incur a loss, they were able to do it. The Chachamim seemingly didn't think that they would be incurring a loss if they did that. But Korach and Esa Shema, Es Shema, and what would they do? They would link the first two verses of the Shema. So they say Shema Yisrael Shema Kino Shema Echad V'Hafta Eis and go straight into V'Hafta and not say Baruch Shem Kod Malchus Ol Yilam Va'ed. So the Chachamim said we should say that, but technically Me'ikar HaDin, one does not need to say that line of Baruch Shem Kod Malchus Ol Yilam Va'ed to fulfill their obligation of Shema. So therefore, even though the Chachamim said you should say it, when these people of Yericho didn't do it, they would just connect the first verse of Shema to the Ahavta, they wouldn't protest, since technically you would fulfill your obligation without that. And finally, the Kotur and the Goshen, Lifnei HaOmer, before the Omer offering was brought, they would reap the new crop and stack it in the fields, even before the Omer offering was brought on the 16th of Nisan, right on the second day of Pesach. Even though Chachamim say that you shouldn't do this because maybe someone will come to eat from this new crop right before the Omer was brought, nonetheless, since there's a small chance that people would actually come to eat from it before the Omer offering was brought, in all these situations, v'lo michu v'yadam, the Chachamim did not protest against any of these actions. V'elu shemichu v'yadam, but these three following actions or practices, the Chachamim did protest against. Matirin and gamzios shel hektesh, when there were trees that were hektesh, that were consecrated to the temple treasury, when it came to the new growths that came out of this tree, they said that you're allowed to use these growths. Now, what they believed was that when you consecrate a tree, you only consecrate the tree as it currently is and not its future growths. But said the Chachamim, no, you actually consecrate even the future growth. So when they permitted these future growths, these future new sproutings of the tree, the Chachamim said, no, you can't do it. That this is not okay under any, it's not an acceptable opinion to say that you were allowed to use them, because obviously when you consecrated the tree from the beginning, it meant even its future things that it produces. The Ochlin Mitachas HaNasharm BaShabbos, they would take fallen fruit from beneath a tree on Shabbos, because they would say that, oh, maybe this fruit fell before Shabbos, therefore it's not Muksa. But the Chachamim say, no, maybe it fell on Shabbos, and therefore it is Muksa. Chachamim say, you cannot eat from the fruit of the tree on that you find on Shabbos, because of the concern that it's Muksa, and it's not acceptable to say, oh, maybe they fell before Shabbos. And finally, the Nosnim Peah LaYarak, they would give Peah from vegetables. Now, Peah was leaving over an extra corner of your crop for poor people to come and take. So they thought, oh, we're being nice people because we're leaving Peah. The problem with Peah is that Peah is only a technical obligation on fruit and not on vegetables, on produce and not on the vegetables. And when they leave them for this obligation, they are not obligated in Trumas and Maestros. You do not have to take Trumas and Maestros from this extra corner. So when these lovely people of Yericho left this corner of vegetables to be taken by the poor, people think, oh, I don't need to take Trumas and Maestros from them, but technically they would have to. And therefore, even though they did this really nice thing, they left a Peah, they left a corner of their crop from the vegetables. So the Chachamim say, no, do this because people will not realize that they have to take their tithes from them, and therefore it's not a good thing to do. For all these final three things, all these three practices, the Chachamim protested against. So the first three were all these things were not liked by the Chachamim, but the first three they put up with, and the final three they said, no, you can't do them. They protested against them. Okay, that brings us to the end of Mishnah Chet, and God willing, tomorrow we'll conclude the parak with Mishnah Tes, with Mishnah 9. But we'll stop right here for now.